This is a news in brief from the United Nations. More than 10 months since Myanmar's military seized power, the country's human rights situation is deepening on an unprecedented scale, the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, has warned. In a strongly worded statement on Friday, the Rights Office said that it was appalled by the alarming escalation of grave human rights abuses in the country. These include 11 people being killed and burned to death by security forces in the last week, and protesters being rammed by a military vehicle while exercising their right to peaceful assembly. In addition, serious violations are reported daily of the rights to life, liberty and security of person, the prohibition against torture, the right to a fair trial and freedom of expression, said OHCHR spokesperson Rupert Colville. In a direct message to the people of Myanmar to mark Human Rights Day on Friday, 10th December, Mr. Colville heralded their courage, resilience and ongoing opposition to the coup with a universal silent protest. Since the coup on 1 February, Myanmar state forces have repeatedly failed to respect their obligations to protect the country's people, according to OHCHR, which said that more than 1,300 people have lost their lives and at least 10,600 more have been detained. A flare-up in intercommunal fighting in northern Cameroon has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes and brought a halt to aid operations there, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said on Friday. The development is just the latest episode in the difficult relationship between the region's herders, fishermen and farmers, who have seen the waters and tributaries of Lake Chad shrink dramatically because of climate change-induced drought. In Geneva, UNHCR spokesperson Boris Cheshirkov explained that clashes broke out in recent days in the village of Ulumsa, following a dispute over dwindling water resources. The violence then spread to neighboring villages, leaving 10 villages burnt to the ground. At least 22 people were killed and 30 others seriously injured during several days of fighting, which then erupted days later in the Cameroonian city of Guseri.
What we see is intercommunal tension between the farmers and the fishermen from one side. These are Masa and Musgum fishermen and farmers, and then the Arab Choa herders. And the main reason that this tension has been breaking out and getting worse is climate change, because they depend on the waters of the Logone River, which is one of the main tributaries of Lake Chad. Lake Chad has been shrinking over the course of six decades now. It has lost 95% of its surface water.
In partnership with the authorities, Mr. Cheshirkov said that UN agencies and partners were rushing to support the Cameroonian refugees in the Chadian capital, N'Djamena, with emergency shelter and assistance. Staying with climate change, UN Chief Antonio Guterres has warned that environmental degradation is helping armed groups to extend their influence and manipulate resources. In remarks to the Security Council on Thursday, Mr. Guterres highlighted that conflict prevention initiatives need to factor in climate risks. In Iraq and Syria, terrorist group Daesh, also known as ISIL, has exploited water shortages and taken control of water infrastructure to impose its will on communities, the Secretary General said. And in Somalia, charcoal production provides a source of income for Al-Shabaab, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres explained during a debate on security in the context of terrorism and climate change. Climate change is not the source of all ills, but it has a multiplier effect and is an aggravating factor for instability, conflict and terrorism, he said, urging the 15 council members to address these challenges in an integrated manner to create a virtuous circle of peace, resilience and sustainable development. Among his recommendations, the UN chief urged the Security Council to provide predictable funding to peace missions, particularly those in the Sahel region and Somalia, as these often face funding uncertainties. Mihika Acharya, UN News.